104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:10. We're going to top out at 47 today. A good chance of rain. Stuff that got stuck in your kid's nose. We're going to get to those calls here. I also have 11 ridiculous rules the CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch has for his private jet.
Okay.
I'll get to that in a second. First, I want to get to Dave on the phone here. How are you, Dave?
Not too shabby.
So what got stuck in your kid's nose?
It was actually my sister. She got 5 candy hearts up her nose. 3 in one side, 2 in the other. And we didn't realize it until it was like melting down her nose. took her into the doctor. They put her in like this sauna type thing to melt them out because they couldn't get up there to get them out.
They were that far up? They couldn't tweeze them out?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Are you talking like the cart, the hearts, like
the sweethearts
day where they write stuff like "Be Mine" on there?
Right, where they say,
"Those are kind of big.
I love you."
Yeah, I didn't even know those melted.
Yeah,
well, it's candy. It would melt if it's warm enough.
I guess.
Yeah, it was pretty disgusting.
So I don't mean to talk smack about your sister, Dave, but does she have kind of a big schnoz?
She does.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I could ski down it.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, she lives in Kansas City, so I could say that.
Okay, good.
Then
I don't feel as bad either.
She was totally going to come and pull your hair.
Thanks for the call, Dave.
Yep, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a big nose. Very, very big nose.
Yeah.
Sam's on the phone. How are you, Sam?
Good.
What's up?
I had a little story about that mother's kiss.
Yeah?
My sister used to do something like that, but it was just to torture us. She would put her hand over your mouth and grab the back of your head to hold you straight, and she'd glow in your nose so everything would go in your mouth.
Oh.
That was
really
mean.
But if she would
flow
once in a while, you could get her back and blow your nose around.
So, like just, like, not an object you had stuck in your nose, just like the boogers or whatever?
Yeah, she'd just grab you and start blowing.
Oh, God, that is rude.
Yeah, pretty nasty.
I hope you got her back.
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay, because, wow.
There's always
awful.
That day when older sisters find out their little brothers are stronger than they are.
Yeah, that was the day.
Yeah, my sister learned that. I don't remember the incident, but I just remember her telling me that, all of a sudden, one time you hit me back and it hurt. And I didn't hit you anymore.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Sam.
Yep.
But I got a couple of texts here. My daughter somehow managed to get a dime stuck in her nose. And another one from Bethany said, I got a light bright pig stuck up my nose when I was little.
Oh, yeah. Facebook had a couple people say that they put foam up their nose.
Foam, like styrofoam?
Like a little piece of foam, probably like from a pillow or one of those things, or something like that. Yeah.
So rock stars are famous for making obnoxious requests when they're on tour, the tour writers and whatnot. You can always see these on The Smoking Gun. Well, The Smoking Gun also got a hold of a ridiculous list of 11 rules the CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch has for his private jet.
Okay.
His name is Michael. It's ridiculous. It's 47 pages of aircraft standards that the crew members have to follow. Here's 11 of the highlights. Male members of the cabin crew must be clean-shaven and spritz their uniforms with Abercrombie & Fitch cologne. Their in-flight uniform includes flip-flops, polo shirt, gloves, and specific boxer briefs.
So it's like they're working in the store.
I guess. Washcloths in the bathrooms need to be trifolded, but the end square of the toilet paper should not be folded. In fact, the toilet paper shouldn't even be visible. The newest issue of 13 specific magazines must be available on board, all with their insert cards removed.
I hate those insert cards.
Whenever I don't have any magazine subscriptions anymore, but whenever I do get one, or when I used to, I would just
shake it
and get all the loose ones out. Mm-hmm. You still got to tear the other ones out.
Yeah.
When the crew vacuums the plane, they need to go from front to back, pulling the vacuum toward them to make smooth, even lines. When the plane reaches cruising altitude, the crew needs to check the restroom to make sure that the bar of soap by the sink didn't slide out of its place during takeoff.
Weirdo. Who cares?
Another one. Seat belts should be folded neatly into the seat with 10 inches between the two ends of the buckle, and they must be free of all fingerprints and other marks. Number 7 on this list. Someone needs to check the cross pens on board before the flight to make sure they all write. They need to be changed every month, even if they still work. When Michael or his boyfriend have a request, the cabin crew needs to answer by saying, quote, "No problem." Not, sure, or just a minute. Crew members should wear white gloves to set the table for meals and black gloves for cleaning up.
Oh, boy.
Number 10 on the list, any leftover food should be put in a Ziploc bag before getting thrown in the garbage.
That's a good idea.
Why? It's garbage. Throw it in the garbage.
Just in case it smells or something like that.
It's new garbage. New garbage doesn't smell.
I don't know. That's not
I mean, if they want the garbage removed after every flight, fine. But really?
Well, I would hope they removed garbage after every flight.
And then Take Me Home by Cher has to be playing when the passengers enter the cabin.
Okay.
I guess they have walk-up music.
Nice.
Like baseball players.
I like it.
I...
There's some that are a little crazy, but...
A little crazy?
Yeah, but I like the walk-up music.
The vacuuming one?
That's stupid. And the soap? Why does that matter if it moves?
How about this? How about mount a soap dispenser to the wall in the bathroom? Then it won't slide around on takeoff. Sheesh!
Bar. Morning, sunshine. Good
morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning, and we're going to talk about a 47 today rain. It has been damp for an entire day. Weird.
We have not had that happen
in a long time.
Yeah, I don't even remember when.
Very, very long time. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I never called you stupid, dear, but when I asked you how you spell Mississippi and you asked if I was talking about the river or the state, it just kind of threw me off guard.
Stuff you got stuck up your nose as a kid, or stuff that was stuck up your kid's nose. Got more of your calls and texts coming up here in a minute. 361-5557, email or text am at hot1047.com. Ever since the bubble burst in 2008 and everybody ran out of money, more and more people have been having their friends over instead of going out to bars and restaurants and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. You'll save some money, but probably not as much as you think. A survey found that having four people over costs an average of $190 between the booze and the food. About $38 each. Now, I don't know what in the hell they're cooking for all these people. And, you know, if we have people over, I buy like a case of beer, you know,
wine and stuff. But usually, like when I have people over, they offer to bring something.
Yeah, that's it too. Yeah.
And I'll tell them to bring like, I'm like, just bring a cheap bottle of Moscato over or something.
The survey found that if you go to dinner, it averages about $35 a person. Going to a bar costs another $27 each, a total of $62, which is $24 cheaper than staying in. It's a pretty big difference, but still. I don't get where they're coming up with this amount that if we cook dinner and have drinks for people that come over, that it's $38 a head?
They must be buying some expensive booze.
It must be.
They're buying some expensive vodka and stuff like
I don't buy this one at all. Because
I think that's what it is, though. I think
my wife would whip up a hot dish. That would cost at most $7 for all the ingredients. Or you get burgers and baked beans.
Well, it depends on what kind of gathering you're having, though. I mean, because when I have friends over, if I'm having a dinner party, I'm not making a hot dish.
Oh, you have a dinner party?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you were so proper. Do you also fold the toilet paper in your bathroom before they come over?
No.
Oh. Do you put the seatbelt buckles in your van 10 inches apart from each other?
No.
Oh, okay. No, please. I want to hear more about your dinner party.
I don't want to.
I'm just saying when we have people over, it's a hot dish.
Okay.
It'll be my wife's tender chunk ham hot dish, or we'll have burgers, or
I'm just saying
whatever.
It depends on what type of gathering. I like to have dinner parties because I like to cook fancy stuff when I have dinner parties, and it gives me a reason to do that.
And an excuse to have wine?
No, I can drink wine whenever I want to. I'm an adult.
So let me ask you this. If you're having a fancy dinner party, do you have the wine in a box or a bottle?
Depends. Mostly bottle. But sometimes we'll crack open a box. Depends on who's coming over. Little white Zin out of the box is
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, that's fancy.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with wine out of the box.
There is absolutely nothing wrong with wine in a box.
It's usually white Zin or something.
I just find it funny that you're having a fancy dinner party and then you have wine in a box.
Why does that matter? It's cheaper.
It's not fancy.
More economical. We're not drinking it out of the box like sitting there. Hey, come here, pour it in your mouth.
Box of wine bonging?
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Okay.
They're putting it in a wine glass.
How about like a regular drinking glass?
No, I have wine glasses.
Does it really change the flavor of the wine?
I don't think so, but it looks stupid.
Well, a wine glass is only like that much. I want more.
I have big wine glasses.
How big? Like, no one can see your fingers.
I don't know. How big is that? 3 to 4 inches? I forget I'm on the radio.
Yeah. Like, no one can see you have your fingers 4 or 5 inches apart.
I forgot that I wasn't just having a conversation with you for a moment.
We got to remember to put that in the training DVD.
Where's that DVD? We've got
dirt on the way and more of your calls and texts. Hang on. It's 8:30, Hot 104.7.
The big hunt starts.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hi.
This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Brett Michaels will host a Travel Channel show called Rock My RV, which sounds a little like an RV version of Pimp My Ride. It's going to premiere sometime next year.
Actually, it sounds more like a tour bus thing.
I don't know. It makes me laugh.
Anyway, the tour bus is rocking. Don't come knocking.
Yeah. Why does Taylor Swift torment her exes through her songs? She says, because it's fun. Simple enough, right? Well, Swift told USA Today that We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, rumored to be about ex Jake Gyllenhaal, is about a guy who made her feel like I wasn't good enough or as relevant as those hipster bands he listened to. She explained that the motivation behind the song was pretty much to tick the dude off. So I made a song that I knew would absolutely drive him crazy when he heard it on the radio.
Whee!
Not only would it hopefully be played a lot so that he would have to hear it, but it's the opposite of the kind of music that he was trying to make her feel inferior to. Some other tracks rumored to be inspiration by John Mayer on her Red one. So there's apparently one about that. And then it's called I Knew You Were Trouble. Sorry, my nose started running. I apologize. What am I supposed to do? It was running. Is he going to make fun of me? Okay. That's dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
Mm. What did that tell you?
I ran out of time. It's a minute 16.
Yep. And you used all of it and then some.
Well, I wouldn't have. If you would have just let me finish saying, and that's the dirt, you can find out more at hot1047.com.
I didn't say anything.
No, you were making fun of my...
I
had one little sniffle.
Your turn's over.
Okay.
Really?
I found that drop the other day.
Fantastic. That is wonderful. Please find some more ones like that.
Oh, that's fun. Tom Hanks apparently said dropped an F-bomb on a Good Morning America this morning.
Oops.
At about 8:25 Eastern.
Don't they have a delay?
7:25, apparently not.
Uh-uh.
I have the clip, but I have to edit first.
Okay.
So I will get that as soon as possible. Yeah. That's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah.
Dropping a little. Okay, now tell me some more about your dinner parties that you do. Like, what do you make for food?
Why do you want to know this?
Because I'm curious.
New Year's Eve, I did prime rib.
Okay.
With all kinds of, you know, the side dishes and stuff and fancy stuff. Why are you
and
asking?
Fancy stuff? Well, what's the fancy stuff?
I mean,
stuff?
I don't make... It's kind of almost like Thanksgiving.
Did you have golden platters?
Yes. No. Did you have
those fancy platters that are still sizzling when you brought the food out to them?
A fajita?
I don't know. I've seen those before in restaurants where the food is still cooking on the plate going...
That's a fajita.
Well, I've seen food other than fajitas do that.
No, but I mean, I dress the table. I do a nice tablecloth and a display on the table and make it pretty. And, you know, I decorate for it and stuff and make it very nice when I do the dinner parties.
We come from two completely different worlds when it comes to company coming over. Our company's lucky if we even pick up a house, first of all.
Okay.
We usually do, but we're not going to go crazy. Like, we'll make enough room on the table for everybody to sit down.
I'll have friends over and just on a normal day-to-day basis, and we'll hang out and watch a movie and eat whatever just normal supper stuff. But I like to plan dinner parties. I like to make it fancy. I like to find new recipes and that kind of stuff. And
why does it have to be fancy, though?
Because that's how I want to do it. Mm. I want it to be impressive. I don't know what's wrong with that. Showing off my cooking skills.
Showing off your cooking skills?
Yeah. I'm a very good cook.
You're in a distant second or third place to my wife, I gotta say.
You don't know that. You've never ate my food.
Yeah, I have.
What have you ate other than a cookie?
Well, stuff you've brought in.
Okay, so a cookie?
Yeah.
You're gonna compare a cookie to what I cook for a dinner party.
My wife's cookies are better than yours. They are. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So that's that offensive that my wife's cookies are better than yours?
Well, you've only had maybe one or two types of cookies with mine. I don't make cookies very often.
Okay, we'll make some cookies this weekend and bring them in Monday.
I have cookies right here, actually, that I made yesterday.
What? They look weird.
They're Oreo cheesecake cookies.
Oreo cheesecake cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're... Oh, they're all crummy.
Well, because they have Oreos all over them.
Okay. So you want me to try this now?
Sure.
Okay. Kind of hard.
It shouldn't be there inside the thingy. A
little hard, not too bad.
Well, they said it's supposed to be crisp on the outside.
They are?
Mm-hmm. That's what the recipe said. So I made it according to the recipe.
What's the weird flavor?
Cream cheese?
There's something weird in the middle.
Well, there's chocolate chips and there's white chocolate chips inside there and cream cheese.
Oh, maybe it's the white chocolate chips I'm tasting.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
There's something in it. No, it's very good. It's not. Thanks. It's just not something I like.
Okay.
It's good. Why are you mad at me?
Whatever.
Because I said I like my wife's cooking better than yours. You know how much more trouble I'd be in if I went home and said I liked your cooking better than my wife's?
Uh-huh. You've never tasted my cooking.
Okay, we'll make some prime rib. We'll have that for breakfast on Monday.
I'm not having prime rib for
inside,
breakfast.
Inside,
unless we have some eggs with
breakfast
it.
Breakfast taco or something. Breakfast burrito.
Prime rib's expensive. I only make that for special occasions. And just to prove to you that I am a good cook, I'm not making you prime rib.
I thought you were going to say, I only make it for special people.
And that. I invited you to my New Year's Eve prime rib thing, and you didn't come.
Yeah, that's because we have kids and didn't want to leave the house.
The kids were invited.
Yeah, but we didn't want to take them anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Plus, Crystal was in bed by like 11 anyway.
I went to bed early that night because I had a migraine.
Oh.
After cooking all that food.
So you
that
left sucked. The party?
It was my own party. We just called a night early.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust people. I kick them out of my house before I go to sleep.
No, they did.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah, the party ended early because I got sick.
I thought you meant you left him there.
No.
That would have been bad.
At my house?
Yeah.
No.
Because I know some of your friends and that could have been bad.
No, really.
It could have been. I didn't say it would be. I just said it could have been.
They would have never done anything
bad. Depending
on
how much of your boxed wine they had to drink.
They would have never done anything bad.
Anyway, we can wake up with DJ Cork coming up at 9. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:55. We are just a few minutes away from the weekend wake up. 25 minutes nonstop music all mixed together by DJ Cork. First 25, then we take one break, and then another 25 minutes straight. So that is coming up here very, very soon. It's Friday. The big Augie USF game is tomorrow between the Vikings and the Cougars.
I'm so torn on which one to pick.
I know. The ancient Norwegian warriors or the middle-aged women scamming on younger dudes. That is a tough call. We Can Wake Up is next. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.